Well, Peggy Zero ETQ, we managed to keep our power on. You know, we got a gust up at the airport of 67 miles an hour about 2 hours ago. Most of the day the wind's been blowing between 40 and 60 miles an hour all day. We got some snow, but it all melted. It's 30 degrees now, but most of the day it was like 35 to 40. It snowed heavy, but it all melted, so we don't have any snow on the ground at all, so that's good. So the winds are still gusting up to 50 miles an hour at the airport. There's 23,000 St. Louis without power now. We got power. The only thing, reason we do is our electric wires to the apartment are all underground. So that's one good thing. Hey, is there ETQ?
Wow, I hadn't paid too much attention to the news today. Just caught a little bit of it, but it's been howling pretty good down here, but I don't think anything close to that. Enough to shake the doors and make the dog sit up and take attention. Wow, that's some heavy winds. I hope they get the electricity back on. I mean, it's going to be cold here tonight, but nothing that we couldn't survive without just some blankets, but it's going to be a lot colder up there by you, I bet.
Yeah, 85YCK0ATQ, yeah, we're 30 now. I'm guessing we're going to get down to, it depends if it clears out or not. If it clears out, we'll drop a little more. If it stays cloudy, you know, we may only drop to 25 or 6. If it clears out, we could drop down to 20, 21. So it could get down pretty chilly. Yeah, we've never lost our lights flickered here about noon, 3-4 times. And I said, "Uh-oh, here, sir." I figured it couldn't be the wires because they're underground. I figured, you know, maybe if a limb or a tree fell on a power pole that was connected to ours underground, you know. But they never did go off. They flickered, and that was about it. But yeah, we had it up to 67 miles an hour. Airport's still gusting over 50, the last I looked. So. Trees are all, luckily they didn't go leaves on them, or a bunch of them would have come down, so. Looks like it's about net time. I'll get ready to start recording, too, and turn it over to you, K0EETQ.
Sounds good, Phil. We'll give it a minute and let anyone clear any traffic that they want, and then I'll start the net up. So I'll start the net in a minute. AE5YC, standing by on net. Okay, so we'll make it 30 seconds or less. QST, QST, QST. This is the Courage Center Handy Ham Radio Club's Thursday Night TechNet. And before we begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Emergency or priority traffic, go ahead. Alright, nothing heard. Should there be any emergency or priority traffic while the net is in progress, just signify with a double break or do whatever you need to do to get our attention. We'll bring the net to a halt and either render assistance or get out of the way so that you can get what assistance you need, and we'll be happy to stand aside. This is the Courage Center Handy Ham Radio Club's Thursday Night TechNet. My name is Herb. My call sign is Alpha Echo 5 Yankee Charlie, and I'm located down in the Big Easy, New Orleans, Louisiana. I'll be the net controller for tonight, and Phil, KD0 Echo Tango Quebec, is my alternate up in St. Louis. Should I have any power problems or the internet gremlins creep in, then Phil will just pick it up and heaven forbid that both of us get lost, well, then you folks can figure it out, I'm sure, and still have a good net. But I don't anticipate any problems. All right. Let's go ahead and open it up for check-ins. We don't do it in any particular order. This is a TechNet. It's open to questions, hints, tips, reviews about antennas, feed lines, radios, computers, hardware, software, anything of a technical nature. And if you just want to stop in and say hi, well, then we'll be happy to hear from you as well. But the main focus of the net is a general discussion of technical topics. So the floor is open to any and all topics and any and all stations to check in. So AE5YC, Net Control, taking check-ins now. Go ahead.
Okay, Zero ETQ.
All right, Phil. Go right ahead. I started to call on you first to begin with anyway, so you read my mind. KD0 ETQ. How are things going up there besides the power situation? And hopefully that will improve for you. It's your turn.
Yeah, okay. AE5YC, KD0 ETQ. Yeah, hopefully it, like I said, I figure if we made it through the 67 mile an hour wind, we'll down to about 48 at my look now, so it's ought to be a, wires being underground, I'm sure has kept us on. From the news, it says most of the power outages are from, branches falling on power lines and from power lines that are connected directly to homes that are just being ripped off the homes, you know, blown off and arcing in their backyards and all that, and then they have to go, power company has to go, you know, door to door and house to house to fix them. That's going to take a while. So, I remember we made it through the remnants of Ike that came through here several years ago, and we had a 40 to 70 mile an hour all day wind, and we never lost power then. So, we usually lose power in lightning. Transformer blows, and lightning is what usually does us in. I don't really have a topic to bring up tonight. I'm waiting, hope somebody else comes in. I usually got something to say, but I've been, you know, taking care of some other things today and really never thought of something. Maybe something will come up in a few minutes and I'll come back. But right now, I'll just turn it back over to you, and I think of something, I'll come back in. This is KD0 ETQ.
Oh, that's fine. We'll either crop up or we'll just sit and rag chew. It's all good either way. I tell you, the funniest thing that ever happened with power, I was doing some building in my garage. I had decided to put a workshop in half of my garage. So I'd framed it up and was putting wall and ceiling up to enclose the space so I could air condition it. And my son was, I think, about 14 at the time, 13 or 14, maybe 15. Anyway, he wanted to do some carving with the circular saw, and he picks up the circular saw, and he starts to make a cut, and as he started to make the cut, the transformer on the power pole right behind the garage decided it was a good time to let go, and he dropped that circular saw like it had electrocuted him. It scared the daylights out of him. I thought I was going to bust a gut laughing. Alright, well, let's see if we got any other check-ins out there. We got a few stations in the list, but they might have logged in and be waiting to let a crowd gather, and we'll get a pile up all at once. So this is the Thursday night TechNet for the Handy Ham Radio Club, and we're taking check-ins from anyone anywhere. Bring any topics, questions, hints, tips, reviews, anything you got of a technical nature, or just say hi. It's your turn to check in. AE5YC, Net Control. Herb, down here in New Orleans.
Victor Echo 9, Charlie Kilowatt Romeo.
All right. Victor Echo 9, Charlie Kilowatt Romeo, I believe. Welcome to the Handy Ham Radio Club's TechNet. And, good evening to you. Do you have any technical topic, or are you just stopping in to say hi? Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening, Herb. The name here is Bob, Bravo Oscar Bravo. I'm on the Van IRLP, maybe why you don't see me in the list there. That was the closest one I could find that I could hear the stuff on, so I just happened to thought I'd click on that. And located here in New Brunswick, Canada, which is the East Coast, and just thought we'd pop in. I haven't been here since, I guess about mid-September. We had some technical issues. We changed ISPs and got a new router, and you have to port forward Echo Link and all that stuff, and it took me a little longer to get it done than I was hoping, but it's all done and completed, and I guess everything's working. Nothing of interest. I never thought of anything anyways. I was trying to think of stuff yesterday and today, but anything I do on regards to ham radio is 95% computer anyways, Echo Link and Ham Radio Deluxe and such, so I can't really think of anything, but I may think of something. I was kind of wondering if anyone else on here uses Ham Radio Deluxe with JAWS 13. Maybe wondering about that, but other than that, nothing. Nothing too technical there, Herb, and hope all's well down there in New Orleans. I like the sound of that. I'm an old Acadian, so I like Louisiana there. I spoke to a guy a few years ago online with the same last name as me, except Bob Boudreau, and he had an X on the end of his name, so I thought that was quite cool. But anyway, that's just my jibber-jabber since I haven't been here for 2 months. back to you, Herb. This is V9CKR, standing by.
Fine business, Bob. Glad to have you back. Yeah, I tell you, the router that came with this new internet service we've been using for the last few months, I don't know whether I love it or hate it. It has port forwarding capabilities that I should be able to lock in, but it seems happiest if I let it figure it out on its own. If I just log into Echo Link and attach, go right to a station, conference, it seems happy as a clam, but it grabs that IP that I'm on, internal, and doesn't want to let it go for a while. So let's say I'm on my tablet and the battery dies and I want to switch. The only way I've found to get it to let it go is to reset it, and which means you got to go through the whole cycle and everything, which is a real pain. It takes it a couple of minutes to come back up, plus it kills the TV, everything comes through that one router, so it's rather inconvenient. It's nice that I don't have to fool with port forwarding for anything as long as I stay on one computer. The only problem is I'm a technology nut, I guess, because I have multiple laptops and multiple portable devices, and so I tend to move around too much, and it gets in the way. But anyway, Boudreau, yes, I came to Louisiana more than three decades ago, and those names really got to me. I had trouble with Thibidux, which is, of course, Thibodeau. Like you said, Boudreau with the X, and everywhere you see Go, G-E-A-U-X, Go Tigers, G-E-A-U-X Tigers. we got to do it different down here in Louisiana for sure. Well, I appreciate you checking in, though, and hang around. You never can tell. Someone's able to come up with a question that you have the exact answer to. So appreciate it if you stick around. Happy to have the company. All right. I'm at the bottom of our short list so far. Holiday coming up, I guess. Everybody's traveling and busy, but you just never know who will show up. So we're taking general check-ins for the Courage Center Handy Ham Radio Club's Thursday Night TechNet, AE5YC. Herb, down in New Orleans, taking your check-ins. Go ahead.
KK4JZX, really quickly.
All right, really quickly, go ahead. Hi. Go ahead, Jose.
Herb, I heard toward the end of, when I walked up here, Ham Radio Deluxe version with JAWS 13. I was wondering what version of JAWS, I mean, what version of Ham Radio Deluxe he was using. I didn't quite get his call sign. KK4JZX.
Yeah, Jose, that's Bob, Victor Echo 9, Charlie Kilo Romeo. Go ahead and go direct with Bob, and y'all can sort it out. AE5YC, net control, standing by.
This is KK4JZX. Bob, please come back with your call sign. And what version of Ham Radio Deluxe are you using? This is KK4JZX.
Yeah, good evening, Jose. BE9CKR here, and I'm using version 524.38, which I do believe is the last build of version 5 so far. They keep telling me that, but then it keeps updating. I guess they're still working on version 6, but it's the last build of, I think it's 524.38. And I'm having trouble seeing, like, all the buttons and things on the radio. We're using an a Yaesu FT450, I believe it is. And I don't know if it was an update to JAWS or an update to HRD, but all the windows, like, I don't know if they're minimized or what's happening. I've tried maximizing them and stuff and routing JAWS to PC just to see if I could see, like, some of the buttons. Like for filtering and stuff like that, and turning up the various volumes and stuff like that. But I just wondered if maybe you've tried it. Go ahead.
VE9CKR, KK4JZX. Bob, I have not tried it, but I've read quite a bit about it. And what I wanted to see if possibly there's a way I can. I know that Ham Radio Deluxe is going to go into paid versions. Starting with 6.0 is what I understand. It's going to go to like $80 if I got that correctly. But with JAWS 13, you could probably, if you can't get to the interface, you probably want to use the OCR function, that the screen OCR function. Are you familiar with that? And perhaps using the screen OCR option, you can see some of the labels, and because what JAWS is doing now is it will take a snapshot of the screen, either a window, an object, or a control, and it will OCR that control. It sort of takes a snapshot and then OCRs it in memory, and then it sort of gives you a layout of it with the OCR parts displaying. So if the 5.3 version is still free, I could probably download it and take a look at it tomorrow, but you might want to try the OCR function if you're familiar with that. KK4JZX, go ahead.
That's the one thing I did not try, Jose. I appreciate the tip. That's the one thing I overlooked, because I keep forgetting that I have it, because I've never used it yet. Yeah, it's still free. It's I think it's version 524.38. 3.8. That's the newest one up to date so far. So, I don't know if there's something I can do with changing the layouts. There's all kinds of different options there and that kind of thing. So, if you have time, don't do it over the holidays or anything like that. But if you've got some time, maybe we can fool around with it and just between the two of us, maybe we can bang our heads and hit the right button there. But I will try that OCR. That's the only thing I didn't think of. Like I said, I root JAWS to PC, turned on invisible cursors, maximized the window, and you, so far, like, of my limited technical ability, I've thought of all the things except for that OCR. So that's gonna, I'm gonna try that tonight. So thanks a lot, Jose, and I'll turn it back to you, sir. And I just wondered if, I know, like a lot of times I do try different things like screen layouts and, you know, I don't think it harms the radio any, so like I'm using a club remote here, and so I sort of come and go as I want with it. It's, I'm the only one using it, so I can log in, log out whenever I want, so I play with it quite a bit with screen layouts and things like that to try and make it see better, but the OCR was the one thing I didn't try. That, I'm going to give that a go. As soon as the ice melts off the antenna. So back to you, Jose. Thanks a lot. I think it's KK4JZX, VE9CKR. Thanks, Herb, as well, for letting us yak back and forth here.
VE9CKR, KK4JZX. Before I turn it over to Herb, thank you, Herb, for allowing the direct contact. You could, Bob, go ahead and when you have a chance, hit insert space bar and then hit question mark. And it's going to give you some help. O is for the entire, it's insert space, O, and then question mark. Insert space, O, the letter O, then question mark. And you're going to get the W, which is to scan the whole window, or C, to scan the currently active control. So I'll turn it back to Net Control, AE5YC. Thank you very much. This is KK4JZX. Back to Net Control.
Well, very good, Jose. I appreciate that. I apologize, Bob, for not tossing it out there, since I thought it was just Phil and I. I didn't think we would have an answer so quick, and I didn't even know that Jose was working. Well, I knew he worked with JAWS. He's with it all the time. Yeah, he's a beta tester. That's the word I was searching for. Thanks, Jose. He's been with the program since version 8, and if it's a JAWS question, I got every other problem under the sun except my sight, so I don't have any familiarity with the screen readers, and I'm not sure if Phil uses JAWS. Phil, do you use JAWS at all? Before I go any further, just so I can put it in the notes here. KD0ETQ, Phil, just so I can make a note in case it comes up again, do you use JAWS? AE5YC, Net Control.
KD0ETQ, no, I do not. I mean, I'm sighted. My wife is blind, but she's not a ham radio operator, and she, I know, you probably, I'm not sure exactly if JAWS used a regular screen reader, but she doesn't use a screen reader. She uses something that's, I don't know, something just, I'm not sure. She uses some other kind of thing. She doesn't, I know she doesn't use JAWS. The Missouri Society for the Blind sends her a lot of audio tapes that she uses. She listens to a lot of audio stuff, a lot of music, you know, on her computer. She don't do a lot of reading, and she does a lot of listening, and usually, if she needs something, she wants to know what's on the screen, she'll call me in and I'll tell her what's on it. So I really am not familiar with JAWS. Back to Net Control, A5YC, KD0ETQ.
Yeah, copy that, Phil. That's what I thought, but I just figured I'd make a note for future reference. I knew I didn't know anything at all about JAWS, but wanted to make sure. All right, well, thanks, Phil, Jose, and Bob for bringing in our first question of the evening. And I'm at the bottom of the list. So this is the Handy Ham Radio Club's Thursday Night TechNet. My name is Herb. I'm located in the Big Easy, New Orleans, Louisiana. My call is Alpha Echo 5 Yankee Charlie. We're taking check-ins now. Any questions, hints, tips, reviews about anything of a technical nature, or just say hello. We're taking those check-ins now. Go ahead.
Okay, Cheryl PQW.
Oh, good evening, Matt, one of our repeater operators and the net manager. It's good to hear you on tonight, Matt. How are things going up there in Ellendale?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, pretty good here, Herb. Good evening, everybody. We got a lot of snow up here, so I was going there. I don't know how much we got, but we got plenty of stuff. So, yeah. Well, I do have a bit of a question, and I hope I can stick around. I may have a little business that cropped up here. But I wonder if anybody knows. I've heard recently that there is a web interface in Echolink that you can turn on to, when you're in sysop mode, that is, to control your Echolink station. actually control it for you via this web interface. And I don't know, I haven't looked around. I don't find anything like that in the program. Well, of course, maybe I don't know what I'm looking for. But I wonder if anybody knows anything about it. And can tell me how it, kind of tell me how it works and stuff. Okay, also, I guess while I'm at it, be watching 6 meters. I haven't seen anything tonight, but last night there were indicators that we could have sporadic E, but the sporadic E just didn't go high enough. The MUF just didn't go high enough to make anything shake, but it sure should here, I hope. But anyhow, that's my question. I don't know if we'll have an answer or not, but I guess we'll find out. A5YC in the group, KA0PQW.
Well, fine business, Matt. You know, I don't remember seeing anything about a web interface or remote control, but I'll keep my eyes open for it, and hopefully if there's one out there, somebody's got experience with it, and we'll chime in here in a second. And I talked to Eric, KF5QQB, this morning, early afternoon, and I think it was today. Holy cow, I can't remember which day it was, but anyway, Eric was telling me that we had some 2-meter ducting going on, and we had repeaters from Mobile, Birmingham, North Louisiana, and Texas all tied together. He said that it made for a very interesting QSO. There were an hour or more of solid QSOs going on with all these different systems tying together. So I hate that I missed out on that. I've got to get in there on RF more. Of course, this morning it wasn't possible, but I'm going to get back on RF here again. I've just been tied up with all this medical crap. So if anyone out there knows anything about the web interface possibilities for Echolink, remote control to control an Echolink station, then we'd sure love to hear from you. For Matt, K0PQW, and I'll continue on with check-ins. If anyone has any information, positive or negative, either one on that definitively, or even a good guess, then just go ahead and either check in or recheck. And in the meantime, we'll go ahead and see if there's any other check-ins. So so far, we've had a question about Ham Radio Deluxe with JAWS that Jose gave some good info on, and we still have a question on the table about a web interface for Echolink. This is the Courage Center Handy Ham Radio Club's Thursday Night TechNet, AE5YC, Herb down here in New Orleans, Net Control, taking check-ins now.
AE5YC, good evening to all, Herb. K0OUX, Vic in Chapel Hill.
K0OUX, Vic, good evening to you, sir. How are things going in your part of the world? And do you have any questions or hints, tips, reviews, anything technical, or just saying hi? It's all good either way. It's your turn.
No, just popping in this evening to say hello to everyone, Matt, Phil, Jose, Bob, and Kurt. Good evening to all. And I've tried Ham Radio Deluxe, but I went back to some other programs with PSK31, and then I've been off of PSK31. So I can't help on that or web interfaces. So sorry about that, Matt. And just coming in this evening, finally got the, I think that the iPad 3 all settled down, seems to be working fine. In fact, it works better than my computer. I tried to bring up Echolink on the computer and was trying to mess around with the audio and the microphones and the speaker and volume and everything else. And I finally gave up. I just did loaded Echolink on the iPad 3 and it works. I really haven't messed around with any settings, so been pleased with that. So relatively new to Echolink, but starting to enjoy it. And usually check into the Handy Amnet when I come through Minneapolis. So I've lived up there for 28 years. So you know Matt well, and good job on the conference on the nets up there, Matt. Herb, you're doing a great job this evening. So we'll just turn it back to Matt and kind of listen. Maybe there'll be something that I can help or answer a technical question. AE5C, 73 to all. Have a good evening. K0OUX.
Appreciate that, Vic. And I'll tell you what, that iPad definitely is sounding good. Absolutely flawless audio. Flawless audio. So hang around if as long as you can, and you never know. Someone's able to come up with a question or something technical pop up that reminds you of something that you wanted to know. Let's see. In the meantime, in the text box, I see that Jose's got some information from Matt, perhaps. Let's go back to KK4JZX before I take another check-in and see what he's got. KK4JZX, go ahead and go direct with K0PQW there, Jose, and fill us all in at the same time. It's your turn.
KA0PQW, this is KK4JZX. I don't know if I found an answer. Sorry about that. I don't know if I found an answer for you, Matt, but are you still there? KK4JZX, do you copy? KA0PQW, this is KK4JZX. Do you copy, Matt?
You're keying up fine, Jose. Matt may have walked away from the radio. I copied the link from the text box, and I've got it in my notes here. So if Matt comes back in a little bit, he might even be hearing the radio and can't get to it right this minute. But I've got the link, and I'll pass that on, and I'll take a look at it as well. I'll be curious myself. That seems like it could be an interesting tool. And for anyone that is on RF that might be out there, we were talking about a web interface for Echolink, and Jose came up with ARC, Alpha Romeo Charlie, dot TZO, Tango Zulu Oscar, dot com, stroke ham, stroke Echolink. It should execute automatically, but it is a dot Paul Hotel Paul Papa Hotel Papa Echolink dot PHP. But Jose's not sure whether it's software that's free, public domain, or charged. So I'm sure somebody will be looking at it. I know when I get a chance, I'm going to take a look at it. In the meantime, thanks. Yeah, it's not free, Jose says. Yuck. Ah, well, I guess they got to make a living. But well, in the meantime, we'll see if we get any other check-ins here and keep this going. I know it's a holiday, and everybody's traveling, so it could be a little bit of a slow night, but that's okay, too. So this is the Handy Ham Radio Club's Thursday Night TechNet. And we're taking check-ins now for anyone with questions, comments, hints, tips about anything of a technical nature, or just stop by and say hi. This is Alpha Echo 5 Yankee Charlie, Herb down in New Orleans, taking check-ins now. Well, it is definitely a little bit quiet. I heard the crickets chirping, even with the wind blowing outside. Hi, hi. Well, in the meantime, I should mention that Handy Ham has nets 7 days a week. It's the midday net. 6 days a week we have general check-in nets, Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday is a roundtable rag chew at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Yeah, so we welcome anyone to stop by and check in. And there's a Wednesday night net at 7 p.m. And then, of course, there's the tech net Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Central. All times are in Central. And then Fridays is the Global TechNet, which is really a global friendship net more than anything else. General check-ins, everyone just saying hi. Reg down in Australia has been operating it for a good number of years now. If I remember correctly, I forget what week count he's on. It's been a little while since I was able to check in. But there's a net every day of the week and sometimes two a day. So stop in and say hello. Happy to have everyone around. All right, do we have any more check-ins to the Handy Ham Radio Club's Thursday Night TechNet? AE5YC, Herb, down in New Orleans, taking those check-ins now.
KJ6ZKC.
KJ6ZKC. Mike, how are things going? I believe you are out on the West Coast. The six would say so, except for the fact that these days you can be anywhere. But I do remember, I think, that you're out on the West Coast. But anyway, how are things going? And you got anything for us this evening or just stopping by to say hi? It's your turn.
Well, hi to everybody on the net. Not much happening out here. I do have a bit of a cold. Temperature's been in the 50s. It's been rather cold for the last 3 days. Let me break here for a second. Yeah, but I do have one question. On AnchorLink, there's a amateur satellite conference, but I haven't figured out how to really get in on that and what I need to so that I can use any of the satellites that are amateur satellites that are up there.
Good evening, Mike. I apologize, but my grandsons came home and I got distracted there. But if anyone has any information for you, please chime in. And if you don't mind repeating, I'll be happy to copy it down so that I can solicit any more information. And I apologize for being distracted. Go ahead again there, Mike.
No problem, Herb, and I hope you're feeling better, by the way. I was just wondering about how do I go about on EchoLink getting into the amateur satellites. I know there's a amateur satellite conference up there, and that's my question for now. That's about all I have, but I'll send it back to you and see what anybody else has to say.
I don't know about satellites. That's news to me, and I'd be curious about that myself. There's a relay that you think there might be for connecting through the ham satellite network. Am I copying that correctly, or is this congestion got my ears messed up? Come back and straighten me out on that, Mike.
Well, there's, and I've got it on my favorites here on EchoLink. It's HamSat, and I've tried to get into that, but I'm not exactly sure how to do that or what I need. I haven't figured out on the, to the right, it's got a bunch of things on there, but I haven't been able to access any of that at the moment.
Well, I'm going to look into that myself. That seems really interesting because that's one of my goals was to do satellite work, and I'd like to hit the space station, and I've even set a lofty goal of trying EME. But if I can do anything with EchoLink, that would really be great. Does anyone out there have any experience with HamSat that could fill us in? We'd be very curious, all of us. I know Mike and I would, and I bet you there would be others as well. So I'll take some more check-ins, and we'll see if someone comes up with some information, Mike. So taking check-ins now, and the questions that have been brought up so far are just now. We got a question about Hamsat on Echolink and what it takes to access it, etc. Is there a way to get permission to use it or what it takes? K0PQW, Matt, had a question about a web-based interface for remote controlling of Echolink. And Victor Echo 9, Charlie Kilo Romeo, Bob, had some questions about Ham Radio Deluxe with JAWS, but I think we might have that answer. But if anyone's got any information then to add to it, please feel free to chime in. And we are taking check-ins now for the Handy Ham Radio Club Thursday Night TechNet. AE5YC, Herb, down here in New Orleans, taking your check-ins now. Go ahead.
Echo Tango Quebec Rechat.
Yeah, go ahead, Phil. Jump in.
Yeah, KD0PQ. Yeah, on my favorites, I got that. I've only been there twice, and there was just people having QSOs on there. It's AMSAT, Alpha Mike Sierra Alpha Tango, and it's a conference. It's just AMSAT, and it just says amateur satellites, because I got it in my favorites, and right now it just says 1/100, so I don't know if that means there's one person on there. Sometimes when it says one, there's nobody there, but I've been on there a couple times, not for a while, and they were saying that they were getting things ready to connect to the satellite, but that was about 3-4 months ago. But I don't know, maybe they've got, I haven't been back since, but it's AMSAT, and it's a conference server, and it just says amateur satellites because it's in my favorites. But the time I was on there was back in August, July or August, and there was just, I was just having a QSO with a guy in Cleveland, and he said they were waiting. They had to, I don't know, they were waiting either for permission for something, or they were waiting for some equipment or something. So we said at the time it was just a conference server to have QSOs on, but they were going to have it hooked up to, I don't know if it was going to do something with the space station or do something with something else, but I never went back there to check it out. I guess I'll have to try that. KD0ETQ.
Well, thanks, Phil. And Mike, I don't hope that helped out some. I actually looked it up while Phil was talking, and I've got it added to my favorites as well. So we'll let's see. I see in the text box, I missed part of it because it's not big enough, but I see something about its proprietary slow adoption. I'll have to read the text box the rest of the way. I'll be watching AMSAT as well. Taking any check-ins now. This is the Handy Ham Radio Club Thursday Night TechNet, AE5YC, Herb in New Orleans, taking check-ins.
KD0, November Echo.
KE5AGH.
KE5AGH, Eddie, I got you. The first station, I didn't catch you clear there. Could you come back again one more time?
KD0, November Echo.
KD0, NNE, Jim, out in Crystal, how are things going? I heard y'all got some snow.
Well, some of us did. KD0, NNE, Jim from Crystal, Minnesota. I know Matt got quite a bit down where he is. He's 100 miles south of me or so. I got a tenth of an inch. The grandkid lives 20-25 miles south of me, and he got about a half an inch. So I'm a lot happier than they are. I can't add anything to the discussions that are going on, but I'll give you one for the count, and I'll hang around on the side and see if I can learn something. KD0, NNE, back to now.
All right, Jim. Well, I appreciate you checking in, and enjoy the weather there in Crystal. Maybe you'll have a white Christmas if you want it, and if not, I hope it stays clear. Let's head up to Jonesboro, Arkansas, and talk to Eddie, KE5AGH. Eddie, it's your turn.
Okay, with the AMSAT people, they got a website. Just kind of Google it, and That should give you all kinds of information on that. Myself, I really, believe it or not, not interested in it. Did that now. Space station, when Doug Wheelock was up there now, I worked 57 times, once from a mobile on contact number 50. And all, but on the their Echo Link that they have, they do have a net there, but they and I went to check into that net, and I think it's on a Tuesday, and they do not take Echo Link check-ins. I was fit to be tied. It just, because I used to, back years ago, I used to hear them on a geostationary satellite, and I would call in to Marty, I forget his call sign, and get relayed into their net that way, but they, sometime within this, within a year, probably 8 months ago, it was probably when I tried checking in to the AmSatNet on Echolink, during their net time on what I think was a Tuesday. Put a real nasty taste in my mouth. Why have a net on Echolink if you're not gonna take check-ins? Getting stirred up thinking about it. I'm gonna have to take a Xanax there or something. But I got 7 satellite dishes in the backyard. They just don't do ham radio stuff. Do plenty of TV stuff. But that'd be his best bet. Google it and. Be prepared for fast talking. Whenever people would work the satellites, they talk 110 mile an hour. So you really got to listen up. And a lot of times there's uplinks and downlinks and getting your volume, having dual band radio, dual receive is kind of ideal. I did work the space station when it was doing crossband repeat, and I done it with stack 18s, and I was using my rotor myself with my 2 fingers to follow it.
Oh, well, Eddie, you timed out there. You needed to come up, for air. I'm not going to be doing stacked 18s in the near future, I appreciate the information on AmSat. Mike, I don't know if you copied that. It sounds to me like it's a monitor-only link, which, they can put that on any web page. You would think that they would be doing it both ways, but I've added it to my favorites as well. And I'm going to look into it some more. In the meantime, Jose, I went back and looked at it. I know you retyped it. I appreciate it. I haven't fooled with D-Star, but Jose's put the question out there. Is D-Star proprietary to ICOM? And I don't have a clue. Jose says ICOM's the only vendor. I do know that all the radios I've seen advertised were ICOM radios, but we have anyone out there that's using D-Star that could add some information. I'll take a recheck, and Eddie, if it's recycled, then you're welcome to come in and finish up. I left off with... You timed out at the end of stacked 18s working the space station. And I can understand if, as the satellites are going by and the station's going by, they're moving along at a good little clip up there. So I can imagine that digital is probably the way to go. And if it's going to be voiced, it's probably got to be pretty quick. But any rechecks with D-Star information, Mike, if you want to follow up on AMSAT with what Eddie said, or anything else that's already been put out on the table, just do a recheck. And in the meantime, looking for any other check-ins as well for the Hinham Radio Club's Thursday night TechNet. AE5YC, Herb in New Orleans, net control. Go ahead.
There's zero DSH, Herb.
KJ6ZEKC, recheck.
All right, Frankie, I'm going to get to you in just a second, but since we got some response on Mike's question, I'm going to jump back to Mike real quick since Eddie should have reset by now in case he wants to go direct. KJ6ZKC, go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I did copy what Eddie was saying, and I'll continue to look into that. But other than that, just to say, Herb, I do live here in San Jose, by the way. So you partially answered my question, but I'll continue to study up on that and see what I can find out. But they say it looks like I'm going to have to do a lot of studying and see what I can do. KJ6ZKC, back to you, Herb.
Yeah, copy that, Mike. Copy that. And you've piqued my curiosity as well. Because, as I say, I plan on trying to hit satellites and space station and EME, and I'm going to do it on a shoestring. I can't do seven satellite dishes in the backyard or a big stack to raise. I live in the burbs here in New Orleans, and I'm lucky I can sling the little dipole and stick up a J-pole for VHF, UHF, so I'm going to have to figure out a way to do it in a limited scale. All right, N0DSH, Frankie, good evening, my friend, and welcome to the Thursday Night TechNet. It's your turn.
Good evening, Herb, and good evening to everybody on the net, November 0DSH, Frankie, in downtown Minneapolis on the ninth floor of an apartment building. Herb, I got a question. I'm thinking about buying an antenna that is omnidirectional. My question is this. Because of my limited space, the antenna itself is 16 feet long. And I got 16 feet of coax coming through the wall to the radio, my shortwave radio, listening radio. Now, if I put that in a different configuration, like an L, like a shape like an L, would that work for me?
All right, Frankie, let me clarify it before I put it out there, and I've got a little bit of input on this as well. You're talking about shortwave, so you are talking about HF frequencies, I take it. Let me know about that, Frankie, or let us all know.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, well, Frankie's got a question about a shortwave antenna and not running in a straight line. And the studying that I've done is always been around both ways on antennas, Frankie, so my perspective on it is I understand that as long as you get a good cross-section out there, I mean, if it was doubled back on itself, that would probably limit its effectiveness, but you know, the more wire you get out there, the better it would be, but I've looked into an antenna design that I'm personally going to erect for transmitting and receiving on 80 meters, and ends are going to droop down at 90 degrees. And I've got a really nice article that was a reprint computer format, in PDF format, from, I believe it was QST, from quite a few years back, and the guy who wrote it put it out for anyone to download, and it describes the antenna as being just as effective as if it were fully horizontal. So based on the research that I've done just recently, transmitting and receiving, as long as it doesn't double back on itself, making some bends and turns. I've actually heard of people that kind of looped it around their yard, not in a full loop, but, you know, kind of go down and make some turns and twists. That's my take on it, but we'll toss it out to the rest of the group. And anyone have any comments on Frankie's question about an omnidirectional antenna for shortwave, and whether it would be optimum to have it in a straight line or any other configuration. Go ahead and check in or recheck as it comes up. AE5YC, Net Control in New Orleans.
WDP checking in.
I got to get going, but the NZTSA's recheck up. Yeah, it's omnidirectional, but it'll be in an L shape. So I'll listen out. NZTSA's clear.
All right, Frankie, and we record these, so if there's any more information that comes up after you're gone, you can still go back and listen, and I'll let you know if there's any comments that come up after you're gone. But thanks for checking in and bringing the question to the table. And sorry about that N0WEP. I did see in the text box, but the brain and the mouth didn't engage simultaneously. So go ahead with your check-in, sir. Welcome to the net.
Can I talk now, or is someone else online? I tried checking in otherwise and couldn't. And then I typed it in. But I have a question for you.
You got through clean and clear that time. Go right ahead with your question and toss it out, and we'll see if we can't find somebody that's got some answers for you there.
Two things. Check the ARRL for the ham fairs coming this spring. And pretty near everything I saw from Minnesota is listed, but St. Cloud is not. Midwinter Madness is set up for March. I wonder, I know last time I was at St. Cloud, they were saying something about the costs were too high, and they may not have it, and maybe they dropped out of the program. And the other thing is, I screwed up on my computer. Something came up, and I tried to look at it, and somehow I had two downloads on two ICOMs that's on my screen now, and I can't get rid of those ICOMs. And I'm not sure where to go to.
I'm sorry. I know your voice, but I cannot put a name to the call sign or the voice. Can I get your name before we go any further with it?
Yeah, this is David. Delta Ocean Victor India Delta. And I don't know why I'm getting beeps all the time here on the computer, like I'm dropped off, but I'm not. N0WEP, November 0, Whiskey Echo Papa from Watertown, Minnesota, a friend of Don Rice's.
Ah, David. Yes, I knew I recognized the voice and the call. I had heard you come in. Jose put an answer in the text box that beeps are text box messages, which is a very good guess. If you haven't turned off alerts, then every time someone types something in the text box, it will give you a sound. And that could be the case. And does anyone have any information about St. Cloud, Minnesota's Ham Fest? If so, we'd like to hear from you. And then on the icons, I think you said you downloaded something. Did you Not really clear. Did something end up on your desktop, or where are you seeing downloads showing up there, David? AE5YC, net control.
Well, where my ICOMs are for my programs, there were a couple programs, three programs that I went to look at, and somehow they ended up being downloaded into the computer. I went into the different programs in the computer trying to find them. It says it's on the C disk, but I can't find these things on the C disk. But they are in the ICOMs there. Two of them, when I click on them, programs come up. The third one, I caught it in time and I didn't finish it. So I can't bring the program up on that, but the ICOM is still on the computer, and which means it's probably in my hard drive, and I don't need more stuff in my hard drive. I got enough garbage in it now. So I'm trying to get rid of those programs, and I looked in my computer and it wasn't there. And I looked at the desktop and it wasn't there. And I can't find where the programs are in my hard drive, except those programs say they're on the C drive. And I want to get rid of them, and I'm not finding a way of doing it. I didn't want to bother Don again. He knows most of this stuff. But I did have a problem with the computer where everything shrunk up the other day. My fiancé's got real big, and mine got real small, down to about 16-point type, and hers went up to about 8-point. I think the thing came in off of my modem from the Internet, from FrontierNet. But at the same time, both our computers screwed up at the very same time. So we did get it straightened out, but I just didn't want to get him involved in it anymore, and I thought maybe someone out there would know where to go on the computer to get rid of these ICOMs.
Yeah, Roger there, David. We'll put it out there for more information, but I can tell you that the best way in Windows to get rid of a program, the safest way, is if you go into the control panel, there is a option to add and remove programs. I've actually never seen anyone add a program there. It really should just say remove programs. But hopefully there's an uninstall there. So you just click on the offending program, and at the top it'll have an option to, of that little dialog that pops open, it'll have an option to uninstall, and hopefully that'll get rid of it. Now, the one that's only partially downloaded, that didn't install all the way, that one can be a little more troublesome, because when something gets betwixt and between, it can really get dicey. If you try to delete them manually, which is kind of like doing surgery with a chainsaw, you can look for them in the C drive in either program files or program files parentheses x86, and if they're installed through normal installation processes, they should end up in one of those two folders. But if they're misbehaviors, then it could be installed virtually anywhere. And Jose is pointing out in the text box that there is a registry cleaner. Jose, I believe, actually I'm going to let Jose jump in, because I think that Microsoft discontinued the registry cleaner, RegClean, that cleans that stuff up. I think they've removed that from circulation, and I would be hesitant to download it from anyone else. But Let me drop it over to Jose, and then anyone else that's got any information about whether there's a St. Cloud Minnesota Ham Fest and about these programs, you're more than welcome to jump in. So let's go over to Jose first. KK4JZX, the net, AE5YC. Go ahead, Jose.
Yeah, Herb, actually, this is KK4JZX. Really quickly, I'm actually madly scanning documents here. That's why I'm listening, so that's why I was answering in the text box. But there's a, I know Reg Clean was discontinued, but there was another tool that I'm looking through my download folder right now, and I'll come back in a few minutes and let you know. The tool actually goes in and removes everything. You run it, and it removes. You choose an application, and it removes everything to do with that application in the registry. I don't remember if it removes files from the hard drive, but it does clean up the registry, and it's not RegClean. It's something after RegClean. But I'll look it up, and I'll come back. KK4JZX. Back to net control.
All right, Jose. Well, I'll be curious about that name myself, because I had quit looking as of RegClean when they discontinued it, and there are times when the registry needs to be cleaned up. And sorry you had trouble getting in there, David. We're trying to leave room. I jumped a little quick that time. We try to leave room in between each of the check-ins just in case. But while Jose's looking into, and I know he's got some stuff going on that he's busy with, but I also know he's like me, he kind of gets a problem. He likes to dig into it. So I'm sure he'll come up, if not tonight, then another time with that cleanup program. Does anyone else have any comments about David's question of the St. Cloud Minnesota Ham Fest, whether it is or is not going to be held this year, and also about some errant programs that got downloaded? Also, there was Frankie, N0DSH, wanting some info on shortwave antenna, whether an L configuration would be very effective. Mike, KJ6ZKC, was interested in AMSAT, and whether or not there's any way we can get two-way communications in particular. Matt, K0PQW, was looking for information on a web-based interface to remotely control Echolink. So those are the topics that we have on the table right now, taking check-ins and rechecks. This is AE5YC, Herb down in New Orleans, taking those check-ins and rechecks now. Go ahead.
KD0KGI.
KD0, I believe it was, KJY. If I'm wrong, please correct me on that. Go right ahead, sir. It's your turn.
Delta 0 Kilo Juliet India. Al, you were wondering what program would be the best to use for cleaning up the computers. Do a search for Fix-It Utilities. Fix-It Utilities. It's been sold a couple times, but it'll go through and it'll do a lot of stuff, clean up the registry and everything, tell you the broken links and the whole nine yards. You can get that at the Computer Superstore, which is over in St. Louis Park. It's, I can't remember the address, but they carry that program, and it's a very good one. It does a lot of neat things.
I also, when I had trouble with this computer and everything shrunk down, I lost my screensaver. And I tried to, Don told me how to load some, and I went into the screensavers and I found a couple that I'd like, not like the one that was in there, but I tried to download it. None of the screensavers wanted to download in the computer, so I got a blank screen when I, just my icons on there. Maybe Don will come over. He offered to buy him a dinner, but he's so busy he hasn't made it over yet. Maybe he'll be able to help me get on the Echolink. I'm sorry to interrupt with the control. N0WEP. Bye.
No problem, David. That's perfectly acceptable on this net. It's more about the information exchange than any formality. So, and hopefully Don can get you squared away. If not, you can reach me through my QRZ, my emails on QRZ, and it's Alpha Echo 5 Yankee Charlie. If Don's not able to get by, I can possibly help you out using a remote login utility that I've helped a couple of hams with. And it's kind of hard, especially when it's a screen issue like that where it may not come through since I'm looking remotely at the computer. But if I can help out, I'll make some time and be glad to give you a hand with it. Al, appreciate the information on Fixit Utilities. If you get a recommendation from someone who's actually used a program, it's always better in my mind. I am hesitant to try most utilities unless someone else has stuck their toe into the water. And the call sign is Alpha Echo 5 Yankee Charlie, AE5YC. And I don't know that I've never gotten an email forwarded through ARRL, but my email is correct on QRZ. So you're welcome to drop me a line from there. All right, I'm at the bottom of the list. Do we have any more check-ins or rechecks for the HandyHam TechNet this Thursday night coming up on Christmas? AE5YC, Herb down in New Orleans taking check-ins and rechecks now. Go ahead. Oh, why it's a little bit quiet right now. Eddie, I don't know if you heard, but you had timed out. The last that I heard, you were talking about the stacked 18s, and then you timed out. And we carried on a little bit, and we're waiting for you to finish up and recycle. So if you had anything you want to finish, go ahead and jump in. And if we have anyone else that would like to check in or recheck, then it's a good time. This is the Thursday Handy Ham Radio Club's TechNet, AE5YC. Herb down in New Orleans taking check-ins and rechecks. Go ahead.
KJ6ZKC, recheck.
Yeah, go ahead there, Mike.
Yeah, I might have a partial answer to Frankie's question about the L-shape. I think you could do it. I'm trying to imagine on the ninth floor, I wonder what direction he's facing, whether he's facing east or west or whatever. But I think that would work. When I was a kid, you wouldn't believe what I used for a shortwave antenna. And, an old pair of rabbit ears that I had a friend of mine stick on the roof, and we just had a line and wire going down from them into the old German stereo radio we had it when I was a kid. KJ6 and ZKC, back to you, Herb.
Yeah, fine business, Mike. I understand completely. I've heard of people using their gutters, as I say, I've read even on transmitting some really interesting shapes being still very effective. As long as you're not too high above ground, most of them are fairly omnidirectional unless it's a Yagi of some sort. But any kind of wire, as it gets close to ground, my understanding tends to broaden out and get more omni. Only as you get up higher above ground do even dipoles get as directional as the theoretical model. So good information, and Frankie, I don't know if you're still in there, but if you are, you're welcome to come back with any follow-up questions. And if Frankie's not around, well, then we've got the recording to fall back on. So appreciate it there, Mike. Any other check-ins or rechecks for the Handy Ham Radio Club's Thursday night TechNet? If so, go ahead.
Brazil DSH recheck.
Yeah, Frankie, go right ahead.
The gentleman's name was Mike. Well, Mike, the antenna will be running from east to west, and then the one leg south to north. And it's got some contraption on there that reduces the interference from TVs and computers and that. So there you go, Mike. I'll give it a try and do it to you. It's back to that.
All right, Frankie. Well, you know, I think overall the proof of the pudding's in the eating. So I say any antenna is better than no antenna, especially for reception. And the more wire you get up there, the better. Gives you more of a cross section to pick up signal. So I would give it a shot. That's it beats no antenna for sure. As Mike said, he had a friend that used rabbit ears, and I've heard of a lot of interesting configurations. So yeah, an L shape. Actually, I know I've seen articles, read articles where the antenna had a dog leg in it, and transmit and receive, and still seemed to be very effective. Like I say, the closer it is towards ground, the more omnidirectional it gets. But if you got a dog leg in it, well, you got your bases covered with some wire in both in all four points of the compass. So, and I see Eddie's in the text box that his battery went dead, and he's back online again. So, well, Eddie, you timed out on top of that. So we left off at the stacked 18s when you were talking. If you have anything else you want to add, go ahead. And other than that, check-ins and rechecks for the Handy Ham TechNet this Thursday evening. AE5YC, Herb, down in New Orleans, net control.
Okay, first of all, I want to sincerely apologize. I really got carried away. I really did. And I have a habit of that, and I'm seeing a psychiatrist about it. My point with the Stack 18s was a lot of stuff up there is traveling 17,500 mile an hour. And the only way I was able to follow the space station when it was in crossband repeat is because I could hear myself coming down on the downlink. I was transmitting on one frequency, on 70 centimeters, and hearing myself come down on 2 meters. And otherwise, I would have never been able to keep up with it. So if he's going to try to use a beam, if the satellite don't have an uplink and a downlink, he's going to have a world of trouble unless he's got a computer controlling his rotor to track that satellite. And that was my whole point about the Stack 18s. Let's see, what else was I going to say? I think my suggestion on the HF wire, let me reset here, just a long wire, not an inverted V, just a long wire itself for just general all-around coverage from one end of the band. It's been to my experience that just for general all-around coverage, not transmitting, it done good all the way around the band, especially on the lower bands, and you know what Herb's saying, you know, the more you got out there, the better. and hopefully you don't get any harmonics from any AM radio stations. You can pretty well, if you do, you can pretty well start multiplying the frequency, and it's pretty well right on the money every time. If you start running into that problem, maybe you might need to reposition the wire or trim it down or something. But thanks for bringing me back in, and there again, I'm truly sorry about the timeout. I just got rambunctious there with communicating. I hadn't talked much today. On KU5AGH for ID.
Yeah, no worries, Eddie. I do it all the time, and I don't plan on seeing a psychiatrist about it. I know I'm crazy. I don't need the certificate to tell me. And I see we're losing K0OUX, Vic. Appreciate you stopping by. 73s. If I miss you between now and then, have a blessed Christmas. And really appreciate you stopping by for the TechNet. And Eddie, I read the article, and they showed the guy tracking a satellite with a 70-centimeter beam in his hand, which makes it easy to move. I'm curious how he kept a good track, but I think with packet in particular, where it'll retransmit the packets, with voice it'd be a lot harder, but I'm going to be trying some digital stuff, I think. And on Frankie's antenna, his issue was he's limited on the amount of wire he can get out there, which is why the dog leg's got to be in it. That's just the circumstances of the installation. But I think we can all agree that the more wire, the better. Whether it's a straight line or not, it still will help to get more wire out there. But if anyone else has got any other comments on any of these topics or anything else, we're happy to hear from you. This is the Handy Ham Radio Club Thursday Night TechNet, and if we have any other check-ins or rechecks, go right ahead. It's your turn. AE5YC, Herb down in New Orleans, net control. All right. Well, I think we had a pretty good turnout, all things considered, and a diversity of topics. But since we've gone about an hour and a half now, I'm going to make this last call, and then we'll tie a ribbon. And so any other check-ins or rechecks for the Handy Ham Radio Club's Thursday Night TechNet, if you're going to check in, now's a good time to do it. All right. Well, I want to thank everyone who participated. I want to thank Phil for and Jose, for that matter, for backing me up, despite the work that he's trying to get done. I know that you were the backing me up as well the whole time, Jose, and doing research as well. What a team we make. Maybe we'll have net controller and two alternates. Oh, gee, there's my cell phone. Let me kill that, and I'll call him back. Again, I want to thank everybody who made the net possible by showing up. I want to thank all the repeater operators and sysops for making their equipment available. And say 73s to everyone. Everyone have a wonderful evening. If I don't get a chance to speak to each and every one of you between now and then, everyone have a blessed Christmas. This has been the Courage Center Handy Ham Radio Club Thursday Night TechNet. And I am now officially closing the net and returning all equipment to its normal operating parameters. AE5YC, standing by on the side. 73 is all.